one of the most often misquoted scripture verses goes like this in the misquote: money is the root of all evil. Incorrect. The correct quotation is, love of money is the root of all evil. As one comedian said, I love poverty, but I can't stand the lack of money. Because it emphasizes that where does the trouble lie? Not in inanimate objects like money and wealth and possessions, but within the person. No one kills another person for money, but they kill other people because of the disordered, the perverted desires of their heart. That is the problem. The problem is not in external, inanimate things. Nothing that is inanimate can bring you any kind of life. It may inspire, it may give you an incentive, but it can never control you. And the illusion is that even other people can control you. We often say, he made me mad, she ruined my day, they ruined my life. Are we puppets or children that we can't control what we decide to do? On the cross, Jesus showed us an example of an independent man making a decision about his life in harsh circumstances. I present the equation. Your best friends betray you, one of them with a kiss in the garden. You're condemned unjustly. The judge says you're innocent, but you're gonna die anyway. The people that you give your life for say, crucify him, this guy is a loser. And on the cross, what do? You love the people who betrayed you and spit in your face. You say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You care about your mother and you tell John, take care of my mother because I won't be around. That is independence. That is freedom. That is someone who says, money will not control me because it can't control me. And if I do something wrong, then the trouble lies in me. To admit that there is no such thing as radical Islam. There is no such thing as radical Christianity. There are disturbed people that choose disturbing behavior, and the trouble doesn't lie in any kind of teaching, but it lies within them. Evil is mine, not someone else's. That's why Jesus often said, in the times when the Romans controlled Israel, when the Israelites were a subjugated people, and they looked for a Messiah to release them from political tyranny, Jesus says, nothing can make you evil from the outside. It comes from the inside that makes you evil. In other words, even if you are free for the Romans and you live a dysfunctional life, don't blame the Romans. Don't blame things. Blame yourself. To have the guts and the maturity to say, in spite of the evil around me, I can choose to do good. That is independence. That is the freedom that Jesus promised us when he said, you are children of light. You are the salt of the earth. You are the people who can say, if this is a godless and desolate world, you bring God to it. If no one is good around you, you be good. Stop blaming money, sickness, other people, and say, I have chosen to do evil. Evil is mine. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money within me makes my life dysfunctional. Why is that important? Because the opposite is also true. You control your life. You decide what you want to do. No one ruins your life or your day. Even if you're on the cross, There is opportunity to do good and change the world because you are free and independent, no one's puppet, able to be manipulated by no one. You choose your destiny because Christ had freed you from those things that want to enslave you. Slava Isusu Hristu!